We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. We're going back to the Seder of the Seder. So it started off Erev Pesach, and now we're starting the Seder. It says, Mazgu Loi Kois Rishon. They poured the first Kois of the four Koises. Beishami Emrim Mevarach Al HaYoim. You first make a bracha on the Yoim, which means you make the Kiddush. V'achakach Mevarach Al HaYoim, then you make Bar Priya Gofen. Like we do, first make Bar Priya Gofen, then you make the Kiddush. So the Mishnah starts off saying, Mazgu Loi Kois Rishon. So the Paiskim Adayik from this, that first of all, Mazgu means that they made Meziga. In those days, the wines are very strong. They had to add water to it. They had to Meziga. But it says Mazgu Loi, that someone else did it for you. You didn't do it yourself. We learn from here that the Balabayas should not pour his own Becher, should not pour his own Kois of wine. Someone else should pour it for him. Mazgu Loi should be serving Derech Eres. And the Ramah brings it down in Simon Tuf Ayin Gimel. Sif Aleph brings down this halacha that someone else should pour for him the first kais. And we have a chalak of Beshami Vesil, how the Tzura of Kiddush looks like. Beshami says, first you make a bracha of Kiddush, then you make Kiddush of Bar Priya, then you make the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen. And Vesil says, no, the opposite, first make the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen, and then you make the bracha of Kiddush. Tanu Rabbanu. Dvarim Shemei Beshami Ubeis Hillel Besuda. There are a bunch of differences in Meshame, Beisil, Besuda, and Perek, Elu, Dvarim, and Mesechtas Brachas. They're all enumerated. But there's a bunch of Chalukot in Meshame, Beisil, that comes to Suda. Now Gemara will talk about one of them. Meshame, Oimrim, Mevarach al Yoim, Vach, Mevarach al Yayin. This Shah is not only on Pesach, every Friday night by Kiddush. You know, there's two parts of every Kiddush. There's the Bayer Priya Gofen. And then there's the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Asher Kiddushonu, Vimseis, Bar Savonu, Vishavas, Kachoy, Behava, Rotsi, Chalonu, and Ayantif. It's the little different. The Kiddush is Shabbat Kabbalah Kolam Veramon Kolosha Geshonim Mitzvah. Well, the different the shyness of the Kiddush. So what comes first, the Bar Priya Gofen or the Kiddush? According to Beis Shammai, he says you first do the Kiddush and then you do the Bar Priya Gofen. What's the reason? So he says two reasons. Well, one is Beis Shammai Mevarach Al Yoyim Vachem Mevarach Al Yayin. Because Yoyim Gerim Liyayin Shiyaveh, because the day is causing the wine to come. Be'etzem, you wouldn't be drinking wine right now before the Suda. The only reason you're drinking wine is because of there's a Chiyav Kiddush. So therefore, the Kiddush comes first, because the Kiddush is causing the wine to come. Number two is, V'kvar Kiddush Hayoyim V'dayin Yayin Lo'yba. Also, what happens first? The minute it turns into Tzeisag Chavim, it's ready Yom Tif. And that happens before the wine even reaches the table. So therefore, Kiddush is first, for two reasons. First of all, because that's caused the wine to come. Second of all, that happens first in the time frame. Well, Beisil Oimrim, no, Mevarach HaYayin, first make a Mevarach HaBracha HaYayin, V'achach Mevarach HaYayin, and afterwards you make a bracha on the Kiddush. Why? Because HaYayin Goyim L'Kiddush HaTaymer. V'Yayin Goyim L'Kiddush HaTaymer. Because without Yayin, you can't say Kiddush. Or like the Rashbam speaks out, or Pas. You need some kind of food item to make Kiddush. So therefore, it's the food item that's causing the Kiddush to come, and therefore, that's the reason that should be first. That's one reason. Dava achar, birchas yayin tadiru. The bracha of yayin is tadir. That's you make a bracha every day if you want to drink wine. Or birchas hayoyim ain't tadir. But kiddush is not tadir. It's only Shabbos or Yontif. And the klal is we learn that from a pasuk by the Karban Talmud that tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim. We have something that's more often than the other one. The tadir is kaidim. And the bright ends of alacha kadivri beisil. You pass like beisil. So first of all, it says, "My dava acha." Why do you need two reasons? Because you would say, "Beis Shammai has two reasons." Hashem Tarti, there you have two reasons. One reason was because the yoyim was causing the wine to come, and two, the yoyim was kiddush first. So he has two reasons. So how can you say back one reason because the yoyim is gerem and kiddush the timer? So he said that's why we still added on the reason of tadir. Chidim Hashem Tarti v'achada hachanami Tarti. Here also, there's two tadir v'shein tadir tadir kaidim is the second one. Now, what's this cloud tadir and tadir kaidim? Do you say it by derabbanon on daraisa? Let's say you have a mitzvah that's tadir, that's derabbanon, and you have ain't tadir as daraisa. What comes first? So you would say then that's a good shaila. So maybe someone to bring a raya from this gemara. I think the Shagazari wants the mitzvah the raya from this gemara because kiddush is daraisa, and the bracha of birchas hananin that we make brachas on food is only derabbanon. So in the Rabbanon, so you see over here the Tadir of Bar Priya Gofen comes before Kiddush, which is the Raisa. As I tie it, the Shagazari, the Lachar, it's arrived from here. They say Tadir, Vishen, Tadir, Tadir, Kaidim by the Rabbanon's over the Raisa. But the Achroinim, I think it's the Shagazari who says this, but I'm not sure who all the names are right, but the Achroinim say no, it's not a Raya. Why? Because Rekvegere is Medayik that the Yoitze Kiddush It's really a Tosfos. The Yotzei Kiddush already without Yayim. Just by davening Ma'ariv already, Yotzei Kiddush Midaraisa. So here already, coming to the first Kois, it's not Kiddush Midaraisa anymore, because you already Yotzei Kiddush Midaraisa v'shas davening. Or when you say good Shabbos, could be it's even enough. So therefore, here's only the Rabbanon, so it's not a Raya. That's why I told the Kiddush, because here also the Kiddush al Yayim they're making out, also the Rabbanon. Because in davening, you're already Makadosh the Yayim, therefore it's only the Rabbanon. Don't be a Raya that to this cloud, Tosh and Tosh, Tosh the Kiddush, even by the Rabbanon. What? No, I guess we were saying once Basila has a reason to argue with Shami, why do you need another reason, I guess? That was a title. Why does he have to give two reasons to argue? He argued. So I guess we're saying he wants it to be two against two. And I don't think it's fair that someone says two reasons. When you're arguing, I guess that was a question. When you're arguing with someone, why do you need two reasons? I had a question, but yeah, okay. Valocha kedivrei beisilo. We said over here that Bryce ended off. Valocha kedivrei beisilo. From Pshita, the Nachik Basko. We know that there's a Basko that came out and said that we always paskin like beisilo. So why do we need a Bryce that tells us we paskin beisilo? We know Valocha is always like beisilo. So more than two truths. Rabbi Yisrael mekoyed in Basko. This Bryce was before the Basko. Rabbi Yisrael malacha Basko. Then after the Basko. Rabbi Yeshua he don't aim shichin Basko. So going to Yeshua says you don't listen to Basko. There was a story in Maseches Bava Metzia. Where his big machlokes, Rabbi Yezer and the other Tanoim about a certain Tanner Achnoi, if it's Tommy or not. And Rabbi Yezer said, put a bunch of riots to him from things that were happening, like a tree will uproot itself and that'll be right. And instead of the Baskel, the Maisa, it said, Emashkichim a Baskel, Torah loy bashamayimi, Torah is in this world. And Rabbi Shua said, we don't worry about what happens with the Baskel or Nisim. That's not a riot who we pass like. And because of that, they put Rabbi Yezer at the end of Chayrim because of that, because he wasn't masking. So Rabbi Shua holds, Emashkichim a Baskel, passing like Baisil. So Frank Tosfos, that's what the Bryce says. The Bryce says, "Fear of Yeshua, they pass Beis Hillel." But Tosfos asks that if, like, why regarding Beis Hillel, we do listen to the Baskel. Allah, we don't hold like Yeshua. We hold we listen to the Baskel, Beis Hillel, and like Gavli Yarav Eliezer, we don't. What's Taka Pshat? Why Taka we care at the Baskel by Beis Hillel, not Rav Eliezer? Why is that the halacha lemaisa? This Bryce had to speak it out because going with Rav Yeshua, but Rav Yeshua, we hold that we do pass like Beis Hillel in every case. Mashenkin Rav Eliezer, we don't pass like Rav Eliezer. What's Taka the difference? So Tosfos answers the difference is that Beis Hillel was the Rav. Beis Shammai were mechazed the tvei, they were sharper, but Beis Hillel was the Rav. And therefore, we go bust the Baskel. Masha'enkin by Rabbi Eliezer was the Yachid. So there, the Baskel cannot go connect the Rabbim, and that is why we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. I'm saying in a little more deep, what Tosfos means like this, that we weren't sure what's better, mechazed or Rav. And that, the Baskel was megal to us, that Rav is better than us. But here, that Rabbi Eliezer, he was a Yachid, so there was a Yachid, therefore we don't pass them with the Baskel. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. So now we go to the next part of the story. We have the first Kois was Kiddush, we made it very pre-goffin, and then Kiddush, we passed on the Beis Hillel. And now we go further to the next step in the Seder, which is the Karpas. Habiu lefonov, metavol bechazeres, ach megil levaperes apas. So they brought in front of him the Karpas, and the lashon of our Mishnah is that you make a tibul. Even though the Rashbam says tibul is lav dafka, because that was the way they ate with tibul. But the other Rishayim learned dafka. We dip it into something, the salt water, or some people dip it in, some Rishayim even help you dip it into charoises. And I'm talking about in a case where you only had chazeres, which is the same thing as the maror. So you use chazeres for the first karpas, and then you're gonna save it till you wait to my paparas apas, which means the maror, which is after you made hamaytzit. So the first step is karpas. Now, does karpas need a kazayas or not? The Rambam paskins, he says klar, that when you have karpas, you eat a kazayas. The Magen Mishnah there says the reason is the fisha ain't achila pechusa mekazayas. The achila is not less than a kazayas. Therefore, Rambam paskins need a kazayas. But lemais and shulchan aruch and simon tof ayin gimel sivvav, we paskins eat less than a kazayas. And the reason is because since you need that bracha of bar pri adam at the pat of the mara, that you're eating after the pas, because the shayla of that maror is called ba machmas asuda. Therefore, you shouldn't eat more kazayis, because once you eat more kazayis, mechayiv and burn the fashos. Mechayiv and burn the fashos, you're going to be mafsik between that bracha and the bracha of the maror, and therefore, the mishukhrach paskins, you should not eat more than a kazayis. But the mice said, the rabbi should eat more kazayis, the goyin sounds like also eat more kazayis. Therefore, and Lania is daiti, I'm going to ask the own Shaila, if sometimes the ladies, the kids are very hungry, you can allow them to eat more kazayas. They're not worse than the Shittas HaRambam, the chaverayin to eat more of the kazayis. It's not such a big hakpada. You know, the Shulchan Aruch has a lot of pocket of kazayis. Because the Rambam says the Rambam. So before it's the Rambam. So it is a mockum to do that and still have a mind for tomorrow, and you won't make a very fast now because you still plan on eating tomorrow. But it might say the Shulchan Aruch passes pachas v'kazayis, so if someone could eat pachas v'kazayis. Haviu lefanav matzah. Then that was the first step. Next comes they bring in front of him the ka'ara, and our minig is we bring the ka'ara before kiddush already. But in the times of the Mishnah, the minig was that they first brought the kais, we added a ka'ara, then they brought in the karpas, then they brought the whole seder plate, the ka'ara, in front of them. Haviu lefanav matzah. V'chazeres, v'chareisis, v'shnei tafshilim, and two cooked items, which we'll see in the Gemara later on about this, but like by us, we use a zroya and an egg. Af bish ein chareisis mitzvah, even though chareisis is not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, and the Gemara will discuss that later on, not on today's daf. Uve mikdash, v'yemivim in front of gufay shal Pesach, and the mikdash also, part of the ka'ara was, they brought gufay shal Pesach, instead of shnei tafshilin, they brought the gufay shal Pesach in front of them, they brought the karm Pesach in front of them.